were paged out Friday afternoon about 2:45 for a person who was possibly having a stroke. Because the weather wasn't so great, we got in touch with a pilot from Pac Wing. He went up to the airport and had to check the weather, and then he got the plane fueled up and warmed up, and so that took about an hour. So in the meantime, I was able to talk with the ETT over in Point Baker to find out what was going on with the patient. I was also able to speak with the patient's wife, who was in another town, and had her spouse on the phone to find out what kind of condition he was in, and he seemed pretty stable. So anyways, as soon as we got the plane warmed up and in the water, we were able to head out. We left about 4 o'clock. It was about a 25-minute flight. We were only on the ground for about 15 minutes because the ceiling was falling a little bit, and the pilot wanted to get out of there quick. So we were able to load up the patient and his 100-pound dog he brought with him, and we got to Petersburg around 5:15, and we took the patient and the dog to the Petersburg Medical Center, and somebody met the dog there, was able to take the dog for the patient, and he was then medevaced out the next morning down to, I believe, Ketchikan.